I know that I can find my purpose with oneness, Sankara. I know that I can find my purpose. Purpose part with the oneness and Sankara.
Peace and love and enough blessings to you, and welcome to the Purpose Pod, part of the T21 Alchemy series. I hope that you are well, and I'm sending out love and positive energy as I do another super quick bonus episodes. I'm doing all these super quick bonus episodes, but I'm quite into them. Okay, so today's is about small wins and a sense of humor. And sometimes in the journey of being a mum, being a parent anyway, we should big ourselves up for the small wins. But especially as a parent of a child with a disability, with a special need, with a possibility, where the child may not achieve the milestones at the typical times, let's say, right? And even if they do achieve the milestones, just parents whose journey requires that little bit extra, if I put it that way, right? Because parenting is a big thing anyway, right? But I think it can apply to not just parents like myself with a child with additional needs. I think it applies across the board, right? But I'm going to speak from my perspective. Okay, so celebrating the small wins, right? And sometimes it can be little things, but it just reminds you of the progress that you are making. You know, sometimes when things take longer than perceived or longer than expected, we can question, like, are things changing? Is what we're doing effective? You know, where are we? We can become disillusioned. And so celebrating those small wins kind of tweaks our minds to see the cup more as half full. Okay, so follow me with this one, right? For example, I'm going to give you some examples, right? This is something that can seem like nothing. So my son used to be a runner. Yeah. And I'm not saying nah, run again, but I'm saying that, like, as soon as you let go of him, he'll run. Yeah. I can't explain it. It's challenging to explain, but I'll try and explain. Right. So I would, let go of his hand and he would run. There were times where, you know, in the airport, I'd have to use one of those, I keep calling them leashes, but you know, those children backpack things with a leash on it. I don't know what else to call it, right? There's probably a more progressive name for it. And I didn't use it in other places just for a number of reasons. A, it was slightly uncomfortable, and B, it didn't really work anyway, because what he'd do is like go on the floor or twist himself up in it, etc. But the reason why we use this is because he used to run off. That's the only way I can put it, right? He was a runner. And that would mean that, like, the level of planning of in your head of navigating something as simple as going to the shop or getting out of the car, the way you'd have to navigate it, because as soon as he wasn't restricted in his chair or whatever, he's gone, right? So, and with very, very little sense of danger. So that would mean, like, I'd have a whole kind of routine that I'd play out in my head that, okay, I'm going to get out of the car, and I'd go around to the passenger side. I'd get the bags first. I'd load myself up with the bag, and then I can open the door and hold his hand while I'm going in. And still, how do I hold his hand while I'm locking the key and all this stuff, right? Because the main thing was that I had to keep hold of his hand, because if I didn't, he would go about his business. Yeah. Okay. Now, this is something so small, but I can open his door, unbuckle his car seat, let him out of the car, and then I can maybe go in the trunk and get something else out by just saying to him, look, just wait there. Yeah. Wait, listen to mommy. wait there. Now, for somebody else, that doesn't seem like a big thing for a six-year-old. But I know that this has been a journey for us to get to that stage where we're both comfortable and we're both safe. And it takes out some of the high alert that I used to be on for fear of his safety and him running and cars and danger, etc. Don't get me wrong, I'm not just sleeping, sitting down, smoking a nice one. I am still like conscious, but that high alert and bordering anxiety that was there before isn't there. So for me, that is a win for us. And so it's something I'm talking about it. I'm celebrating it and I'm recognizing it. And I'm recognizing that things are moving. Yeah. Let me think. Another win. Sometimes they're wins for you. Sometimes they're wins for the children, right? So, patience. Yeah. Patience. When I found that there was some there, like the other day, I was really tired. We managed to get all of our, like, you know, I brought the rubbish down, you know, the garbage, if you're American, the trash, brought it down. and it just one little change to my, what I was doing, but that meant that I couldn't hold his hand, not for the purpose of him running off, but for the purpose of him not, he does things in his own time when he's ready, not on my schedule, not on, he doesn't care about whether I have an appointment or something. We have to be somewhere at a particular time. He is just doing his own thing, right? And sometimes that works. Sometimes it's a bit of a challenge. So I come downstairs. We all come downstairs together, putting the rubbish out. Before I turn around, he's gone back upstairs and he is playing. I feel really tired and I could lose it right then. And then I had to just breathe, take my time, communicate, and wait. Just wait it out. I'm like, I'm not going to go in a battle. I'm going to wait it out. And eventually he came downstairs. We moved off 5-10 minutes later than I wanted to, but I was at peace. And that was a win for me. That was a win for me not going into panic and what time and this is that and other, et cetera, et cetera. That's a tiny win. It might not even seem like a win, but it was a win because my blood pressure never rears, you know, or like sometimes even smaller things. Me asking a pedomac to my son to clear up his toys. Something very simple like that. Clear up the toys. And him saying, okay, mommy, and clearing up his toys. Win, fam, win. There was a time where that would not happen, right? So knowing the consistency and the reinforcement and all of that that's gone into it, and then for him to be able to respond, it's a win. It's a win. So that's just what the little thing that I wanted to just drop in about wins, and also a sense of humor sometimes attached to those wins. Now, it's easy to have a sense of humor with my son because he is hilarious. He's hilarious, right? But one of the things that happened the other day. So he wanted granola. I started giving him this granola. This granola did not mentioned that it had sugar, right? It was kind of like artisan vibes and they had all of the ingredients on the front, but it didn't mention sugar. So I thought, okay, we can try it. Then I tasted it and I was like, I think it's got sugar in it. And so I kind of was just weaning him off of it, right? And so I gave him porridge that day and he wanted granola. He was like, I don't want porridge. I want granola. And I'm like, we're doing porridge today. I make the porridge. He tastes the porridge, looks at me and goes, this porridge tastes like nastiness. I want granola, right? And I just had to laugh. Like, did I laugh? I don't think I laughed out loud in his face because, you know, sometimes you're trying to make a point, like, you know, of being polite, et cetera, et cetera. But inside, I laughed and I had to just, like, let it go, you know, because I think of all of those times where, you know, we're working on his speech and, you know, his whole journey. And then he was able to tell me what his truth was in that moment, which is that he wanted his granola and how my porridge tasted like nastiness, which For the record, it didn't. It was nice. It had nutmeg and all kind of sweet island spices in there. Anyway, my point is, celebrate the small things, yeah? Reset our expectation to be in a vibration where we see, we start to, it's like, you know, it's like buying a red car. He's in the room now. But it's like buying a red car, and then all of a sudden, everywhere you go, you know it's red cars, right? And so it's like seeing the small wins, and then everywhere you turn, you'll start to see those small wins. You see, he's in here laughing. Anyway, that's it. He's telling me that the episode is all over and my time is up. So thank you, dude. Peace, love, and so much blessings. And thank you for listening to The Purpose Pod. P21 Alchemy series episode. Peace, love, and blessings.
Bye.
Okay, there we go.
Purpose Pod with oneness and cargo. One.
Alchemy.